Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is your 60-second COVID-19 update on WEEI.
I'm Danielle Murr with your 7 a.m. COVID-19 update. New numbers out for Massachusetts yesterday afternoon. 471 new cases, over 7,000 tests done. The positive test rate is hovering just around 6%. There was a one-day increase in hospitalizations, but those have once again dropped. In Rhode Island, a 3% positive test rate, according to the state. 100 new cases announced yesterday. The authors of a high-profile study that found the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine could have dangerous side effects for COVID-19 patients have retracted the information from that study, saying they can
what?
No longer... Oh, yeah, they've retracted
Ken.
It.
Well, they just haven't found the data yet.
Oh,
right.
The guy's hoarding the data.
Sorry to interrupt, Danielle.
They have to...
That caught me off guard. What,
yes.
Ken?
It's inconclusive.
Can you repeat
they retracted
that?
It. Bad study.
Retracted it?
Let me finish for Ken's sake.
Okay.
They said they could no longer vouch for the veracity of the primary data sources.
Okay.
Federal health officials announced yesterday laboratories will be required to report race and ethnic data about each person tested for coronavirus to ensure those tests are being carried out on an equitable basis. Your next update comes at 9 a.m. here on WEEI.
We broadcast live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios.
I tried to show you just how.
Lost another listener, 617 texter.
Mm-hmm. Dropping like flies.
Done with my show because I am a groveling 53-year-old white guy with no backbone, Wiggy. Groveling is what I'm doing.
You have a very strong backbone given the diet.
You know what, though? It's people like that, some of these people on the text line. Uh-huh. It's people like that make this country have more of a divide because they feel like there's not a problem that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And that's what's wrong with this world. Like, they feel like there's no problem exists. They live in a bubble, and that in their bubble, everything is, you know, is ice cream and damn cotton candy, and there's no issues for everybody because this is America, and America is the greatest country in the world, and you can have the freedom to do a lot of things. But they feel like, okay, there's no problems that exist.
Here's this is what I think 407. That's Florida, right, Danielle?
I think so.
Yes.
The Florida texter would like for me to invite some white people on to talk about how they have been oppressed. That would be a good segment.
Yeah, we have them right here. We got plenty of them.
That's timely.
My babysitters were oppressed.
No, but no better way to say that you're listening than bringing out the butter emails argument. Maybe we'll save the white people talking about oppression segment for next week.
Oh, Monday, when you have Fitzy on, let him talk about the white oppression that he's been...
We're talking about composting on Monday, Wiggy. Please stop. Okay?
Mutt's kids are oppressed, I'll tell you that.
By the way, isn't there great irony in somebody texting in? So they're responding to the 617 texter who's not going to listen anymore because I'm a groveling 53-year-old mm-hmm. white man with no backbone. He's texting in, listening, and saying, he's right, you're a joke. You're a joke lately. You're a joke, Greg Hill. I mean, listen.
Well, yeah, but
you're
why?
You're not going to win,
I've
bro.
Always been a joke. I'm not going to win.
No, you're not going to win.
100.
Cover it.
100.
105,
I'm not going to win 100.
You will not win because they, listen, unless you're living in their bubble, you won't win.
All right, this is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
So my question for I guess Wiggy would be if so I'm a white guy and I usually go by the stats, and from what I've been able to tell is that America as a whole isn't a racist America, I guess. And from your perspective, from a black person's perspective, I'm not seeing how black people are. I mean, I understand that they're threatened. There's definitely racist people out there for sure. But I'm not seeing as a whole how we, as you know, as the white community, how we should be feeling. Man, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Get what you need to get to.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm freezing up.
Don't worry about it, man. Hey, listen, you ain't hurting nobody's feelings here, so just say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
That sounds like Nick during his lead.
No, but... See,
sounds
but,
like Nick, period.
But I think the point...
Hey, little known fact, Curtis is a dick.
Oh, arrabbiata.
I think the point that he was trying to make is, you know, like, to like the fear, like black people being afraid and... And I think
he was saying, as many texters are saying, that they have never seen racism. They don't think America's a racist country.
Right.
And, okay, but that's not what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking.
You're talking about it being impossible as a white person to theoretically understand white privilege.
See, what I'm saying is this, right? Do you think...
And what's wrong with listening? I don't get what's wrong with it.
I don't know. But do you think that that black guy was scared of that lady in Central Park? Karen or Amy Cooper, whatever her name
is.
Do
I think he was scared?
Of her.
No, I don't think he was scared.
Right,
I think he was pissed off.
Right. He wasn't scared of her, but what he sees from her in this country is not that... Every black person feels threatened by white people. That's what they think it is. You feel threatened. No, it's about how you treat black people and how you look at them. And why is it that, oh, I need to call the phone. I need to pick up the phone and call somebody because this person of color is around me. And that's all that black people are trying to say.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me, threatening myself and my dog.
Do you want to address the people? I'll let you address what everybody, all the negative Neds. I'll go over the various things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy, you're only half black. You're half Italian.
Right.
So you.
But
so
they never see the Italian side of me.
Right. You can't. Wiggy's not going to walk. If Wiggy were to walk up to you, wouldn't be like, oh, it's an Italian guy. You'd
right.
be like, no, he looks like he's black.
Right.
I mean, come on. Stop. Stop with this stuff.
This is one that comes up. Wiggy, what about the black former police officer who was killed during the rioting?
Mm-hmm.
We discussed that. I think you were disgusted by it.
Yeah.
I think you brought it up on the show.
I don't think anybody should be killed for anything, right? I mean, that's. I don't think anybody's life should be taken for anything. And if you take somebody's life, that's not a good thing. So whether you're, and I've said this a million times and I'll reiterate it again, not all cops are bad cops. There are plenty of good cops out there. And they come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. Just like there are plenty of good black people out there. But the only thing that I'm trying to say is that the black people are viewed differently than white people.
Do you think that...
And I don't understand how people can't see that. I mean,
do you think that black people are viewed differently by black cops?
I think there are some of them, yeah. I think there are some of them that they let
So is that racism or
No. They let the environment that they work in cloud their judgment and basically say, we are now going to categorize. Because I work in a certain environment, I have to then treat everybody a certain way. And I think there are cops of, you know, black and white that think that way.
This is Jarrell from Connecticut. What's up?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I'm groveling. I'll do the groveling, the 53-year-old right. white guy groveling with yeah. no backbone at the end of
yes.
the call.
And
I do that at the end of the call.
And I don't know. And I shouldn't be talking because right. there's no such thing as racism.
Right, you should be quiet.
Yeah, racism doesn't
you
exist.
You should be over hey, in the corner. Yep. You should be quiet.
We just had no show content, so we made this up.
Yeah. What's up, Jarrell?
I'm so happy to be able to talk to you guys. It's crazy. I've been listening to you guys for month now, and I mean, I don't know all your names. I know Wiggy, and I know one other guy that talks in the background, but I'm sorry. I don't know everyone's name, but anyway, regardless. yeah, the guy in the so I go into store to shop, obviously, and I just feel like every time I walk in, I feel like people are just staring at me, and it's just unsettling. It makes me uncomfortable sometimes. So I kind of hurry up to shop, if that sounds correct.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just unsettling. I feel like, cause all this is going on right now. And I feel like, people are just, you know, trying to, you know, just, they don't feel sorry for you, but like, they want to,
they want to act like they want to act like it doesn't exist, right?
Well, yeah.
All right, Trill, thank you.
I mean, that's sort of how I feel. Like, I went to Braeburn a couple times, and I'm not a member there. And it's like, they look
right.
at me.
Right. You can relate.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people can. Listen, go into a store without a mask on and see how people treat you. I think a lot of people can relate right now, right?
It's like the people walking the wrong way around Jamaica Pond.
We sat here and we basically came to the poor lady's defense when she was getting harassed and stones were being thrown at her in one of the grocery stores in Staten Island, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we were like, Jesus, just because she wasn't wearing a mask. So now, okay, that's...
Well, the good thing is nobody wears a mask anymore now. The mask thing is that once everybody started protesting, there's no mask wearing going on anymore.
What's crazy is these same people that text in and go, I don't understand what he's complaining about, will text in and go, I can't believe they treat me like this when I'm not wearing a mask.
All right.
I'm oppressed.
Well, we're way behind on dumbest of the day, so we'll get to that. And as I said earlier, this is exciting because we may be returning to normal because the drive-through rage incidents are returning. So we'll get
those
to that.
Popeye chicken sandwiches.
We'll get to that as well. Right now, another guy on this show with no backbone, Ken Laird, and what is trending?
OMF weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
During Subaru Summer, our retailers are making it easy for you to shop online from wherever you are. Begin at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Maybe the most egregious thing going on, Max Kellerman's assault on the National Hockey League
yes.
with ESPN. You
want to
hear this audio?
He. Yes, what a jerk.
Listen, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but in the United States of America, no one really cares about hockey. You know, the old joke is every town has 20,000 hockey fans. They all have season tickets. So the arenas are always sold out, but the TV ratings don't do anything. So it's not one of the four major team sports.
Curtis, not one of the four
time.
Major team sports. Well, Curtis, I know you love it, but how dare he?
That's so awful. What are the four major team sports?
What's he including? MLS in there? I mean, what is...
Is it soccer?
Cornhole? I mean, I don't know. I would put it's. I mean, give me a break.
I mean, it's number four. It's a distant four. Nobody's going to argue that. If you're a hockey fan, why do you care what Max Kellerman thinks? Your sport, so
we're
what?
We're passionate, Ken. Right,
Yeah, but this guy's just trying to get under your skin.
Yeah, but he has a platform, and then he poisons the minds of others that think that hockey's not one of the big four.
Bruins coming back Monday, perhaps, in small, voluntary group workouts. Baseball, we're not so sure about. Over 100 baseball players met digitally last night, Wiggy, and they doubled down. They're not going to take a second reduction in pay. Former Red Sox pitcher Andrew Miller is one of the heavy hitters. He said, we want to play. We always have. We won't lose sight of our principles and rights. Players are engaged like I've never seen before. We hope to be on the field as soon as possible. Said that to The Athletic.
Anybody forget they were wearing pants on the Zoom call? I love when that happens.
Yeah.
Those are the fakest stories in the history of fake news.
Anyone take their top off?
It's like did you see that Mexican senator
Yes.
Who was doing a Zoom call and she was topless and forgot that she was topless.
She forgot she was topless.
Yeah, forgot she was topless.
She started to change at the end of the call. You were already on the call. How do you forget that people can see you?
Well, I forgot. I forgot to put my pants on. We talked to Tuca. Just realized that. Wow, I didn't even have pants or underwear on.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, visual and scene.
It's happened to Downstairs Joe in the intercom Zoom quite a few times already.
It's called scrubbing the floor, baby.
Oh, wait.
Where's... Jeez. Danielle's last day remote from the remote Shaw studios, right?
Yeah, she'll be very excited.
Where's the towel today? Speaking of the remote.
Oh, I got to go get it.
I mean, you must be miserable. You actually have to get up and leave your home and come into work.
I don't care. I'm looking forward to seeing you Neanderthals.
I
got to
change my seat now.
I got to move you back over. I'm sorry.
How many days?
Not a good look.
I know. You're going to kick Wiggy out of your seat?
That's all right.
I mean, it was my seat to begin with. Not my fault they haven't fixed the headphone jack on his side.
That's kind of offensive.
Leave the privileged at home.
I know. White lady comes back to work and kicks you out of your seat?
Right?
I'd be upset.
Jermaine. I believe that's my seat.
She's going to call 911.
She's going to call the cops.
As long as I pull out my cell phone. Right.
Downstairs, Joe, Jermaine Wiggins is in my seat.
Wiggy's going to come in with binoculars, so we think he's a bird watcher on Monday.
That's a toucan.
Binoculars and smoking weed, and I'm out here watching birds. Let's be honest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. I am sorry, and I will do better, and I will be part of the solution, and I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice. That's going to have to be it.
That is apology number two from Drew Brees, and I'm not sure Wiggy has accepted yet.
I can't tell.
I thought you were going to accept yesterday. And
yesterday.
It was like half apology accepted, half now you're...
But I do like the video apology better. I think you...
You want to see that it wasn't written by somebody else.
Right, I want to see his emotions, right? You know, and
would it have been better if he cried?
Oh.
That
would have been
like
one tear coming down his face,
like that Denzel in Glory tear, like just comes down. That might have helped him out.
Or like the Native American when the trash was thrown out of the vehicle.
Yes,
one perfect tear.
That commercial's from back in the night.
In all sincerity, though, why don't we put any weight into who you are for the all of the rest of his public life has been basically beyond reproach. He's been a stand-up guy, good in the community, never had an issue with teammates or anything.
Right.
And then he says one thing that does not coincide with the sort of belief system of his teammates, and he is all of a sudden being told to quit by a Hall of Fame spokesman named Shannon Sharpe.
But he probably should just go ahead and retire now.
Yeah, I don't think
why
that...
do we not, why is there not more credit or benefit of the doubt given to someone who's basically spent 20 years in the NFL and did nothing wrong?
Well, see, I don't think the Shannon Sharpe, I think that's stupid. He shouldn't quit, right? But I think...
Yeah, Shannon Sharpe, we got into this earlier during the first trending this morning, but Shannon Sharpe says that Drew Brees must retire.
Yeah, I don't...
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
It's absolutely ridiculous that, you know, he said he shared his opinion.
Right.
It is opinion that is... It's actually an opinion that's probably shared by a lot of people. And when it comes to, you know, what he said, which mm-hmm. was, you know, essentially, I will never
agree.
I'll never agree with anyone
who disrespects
the flag. There's a lot of people in this country who right. feel that way.
But the question was asked to him, does he think, you know, more players are now going to kneel because of all the stuff that was going on, right? Mm-hmm. And so he then... interprets kneeling with disrespecting the flag when it was never about disrespecting the flag. I think that's where the issue is, right? And I think that's why there were so many people that were upset at Drew Brees, because it was never about disrespecting the flag.
But it was to the people who watched it. Like, the people who saw it, they viewed it that way.
Maybe in the beginning, yes. But that's, 4 years ago, whenever it happened, in the beginning. But we then got past...
It didn't continue. They stopped kneeling.
No. But then it got... I'm saying as far as... They were kneeling for a while, but then it got past, like, okay... We got to the point, and I don't know, Greg, Danielle, Ken, you could jump in... That it was never, the kneeling never represented disrespecting the flag. The kneeling was about something different. I think most people knew that, right?
I think it comes down to perspective, because for the people that were actually doing the action, mm-hmm. they're the ones that were saying, no, we this is not about the flag or the military or any kind of disrespect.
Well, no, but
we want to be heard. And then you had another sector of the population that are going to see it that way. Regardless of what anyone says.
But for some, Wiggy, what you have to understand is for some, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what the action was meant to represent. Some believe that mm-hmm. the action in itself mm-hmm. is disrespecting mm-hmm. the flag, disrespecting the country.
Okay. And I understand that, right? I understand that some believe that, maybe some are not able to get past that. But the conversation was about, here's why we're doing it. We don't mean any disrespect, even if you might not. So I think it was Drew Brees should have been like, okay, I think it's disrespectful when guys kneel during the national anthem, but I understand why they're doing it, right? I think there's a difference when you come off that way. And he didn't come off that way. He came off as like a matter of fact.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Mm-hmm. And then he went right into, my grandparents fought in World War.
But that's the reason for him.
I know, but he's equating these black guys that are kneeling with them disrespecting the flag, and he's missing why they're kneeling in the bigger picture.
But in a great national discussion,
uh-huh.
which we're having,
right?
Are you going to try to understand what others are saying?
Yes,
that's what I'm asking.
And I always do that.
Okay, you do.
I always do that. And that's why I understand how some people feel.
Notice I'm growing a backbone over here.
I mean,
right in front of your face.
It's like when Jell-O solidifies.
Hello, Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Ed?
Listen, the issue I have, and I think you stole a little bit of my thunder there, Greg.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, just because Colin Kaepernick says kneeling at the national anthem represents this, like, why does everybody have to accept that? You know what I mean? Can't you accept the cause and not accept the action? I mean, everything represents different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Wiggy, you were starting to say it right there with, you know, if, you know, Drew Brees feels this way, but he never really came across and said, listen, I support your cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of the actions that you are doing, disrespecting the flag, it hurts me. So, like, I don't know why it has to be one way or the other.
Right,
you know,
but if you
they're kneeling.
Ed, if you pose, if Drew Brees poses it that way, I think there he doesn't get the backlash because people then understand him. But he came off as more of a matter of fact, right? And then he instantly, when
oh,
he
absolutely.
it.
And then when he went to his grandparents, then he instantly is basically saying, well, what about all the black guys that fought alongside his grandfathers, right? Mm-hmm. That fought for this country. And then when they came back, it was a different America for them, right? And so they fought for us to nail during the national anthem in the sense of, you know, hey, we're fighting for you to have the right to do what it is that you'd like to do. And not really understand that. You don't have to agree with it. But if you understand that, I think that's where that whole issue with Drew Brees fell apart.
Do you think that here's a texter who's essentially saying that Cap hijacked his own message when he went with the Sox? And
yes.
So do you think?
Yeah, I truly think that was wrong.
He may not have been the best messenger in the end.
No, definitely not. And one thing that I was always disappointed with Cap, and I've always said it, and I think I might have said it here plenty of times, is that I was always disappointed with Cap because you're like one of the leaders of this, right? And I felt like I never heard from you enough on what your issues, you know,
really were.
I knew what they were, but like I want to hear from you more because you have a platform to go on First Take, to go on all these shows and keep pounding your message. And I felt like, you know, he didn't really do that enough for me, and that was a little bit disappointing. But I understood why he was nailing, and I understood why guys were nailing, and it was never about disrespecting the flag. And I know in the beginning maybe that was the conversation, but as we grew over time, I think we kind of got past that.
All right. Coming up during the news, Burgermeister Walsh would like to remind you that you need to continue to do certain things here in our city, even though there are massive protests.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do.
We will get to a message from the Burgermeister, who is in charge of the city of Boston, coming up. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, a little bit late, but time to take a listen to what we determined to be the dumbest of the day yesterday in this country. And what was it, Curtis?
Well, yesterday I saw this video on TMZ. There was an elderly woman walking around a park screaming at a mom of two young kids who were on a toy car.
Uh-huh.
And she was very angry.
Now, is that irresponsible to be on a toy car during pandemic? Is that the issue?
Well, it doesn't appear that either child in the car had a driver's license.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Okay.
They were sitting next to each other, so they weren't 6 feet apart.
Oh, they right. Yeah, they no were social belts. Distancing. Yeah, social That's distancing. The problem.
And they were texting.
Okay.
All right. Let's drive all over the place.
They're playing. That's what the park is for.
I never saw a car in here before.
It's a power wheel.
What bothers me is you have a little kid in here that doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid and you're not with him.
It's not a real car.
I can't, like, you can't, this can't be real. Like, really?
It is real, Danielle. This is the world we live in.
The lady has
never doesn't have a license.
She's never seen one of those little, you know, mini Jeep things that the kids
She's never dealt with having to recharge a Power Wheels 18 seconds after the kid took off.
Right.
It's the worst battery for any toy made.
Oh, she never seen that
I don't know, Greg.
Elon Musk needs to step into the battery market for Power Wheels.
Right. This is the world we live in. Why doesn't the kid have a driver's license?
He's not wearing a seatbelt.
Right. And she's dead serious. Right. Like, this woman is legitimately mad.
When do we start encouraging everybody to narc their neighbors out? Was it at the start of quarantine?
When 311 was invented.
I think it was.
Oh, we got a good 311 batch today.
Yes. Oh, we do?
Together, yeah.
Right, you know, it started for a good cause, you know, after 9/11. It was like, you know, see something, say something.
And then, like everything else.
Everything
goes down a bad path.
And it's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
So we'll get to quarantine 311 at 8:20 then, Curtis.
All right.
Now, several texters are pointing out that they have lost respect for Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gave in to the bullying. I mean, You know,
Hardos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. You can't win, really, I guess.
You can't. No matter what you do in situations like these, you cannot win because there's always going to be a sector of the population that will criticize every move that you
make.
But
can't you, like, can't you do something and then once you start to get more information from more people that you might have affected or people that are close to you and go, you know what? Maybe I worded it wrong,
yeah. You
know, and I apologize.
Reshape, reframe.
Yeah, whatever it may be.
Well, that's why I was surprised you didn't like his apology. You didn't accept it. Like, you loved the Bergeron one, but the Breeze one, I guess you didn't find authentic.
Right, but the thing that stood out in the Bergeron one, and I just want to read this one paragraph, because this to me really stood, and also P.K. Subban, you know, was another person who came out and gave Bergeron plenty of kudos. But when Bergeron goes, I realize that I will never truly understand the fair pain and suffering the black community has endured. As a white man, I have always tried to live respect by respect and equality, but I acknowledge my privileges. Okay. Right. And then he says, I am disappointed in myself. It took me this long for me to truly open my eyes. Seeing all this pain truly breaks my heart and forces me to seek answers, yeah. Right? So he goes, okay, there is a problem out there.
I think there's several texters who want you, and we're up against the clock because we got to get to the news, but maybe we'll do it at 8, want you to define white privilege for them from okay. your point
It doesn't
point
take
of view.
Long if you heard about it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy.
Okay.
What is this white privilege you speak about, Jermaine? I'd like an answer.
So we'll have you do that today.
All right,
and we'll not only get to the directive from Mayor Walsh, but we'll also get to the drive-through rage incidents returning coming up next during the news.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah. The hotbed of revolutionary activity
on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at 3 things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
There's a new Northeast Men's Health office open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
Listen, no matter what your thoughts are about protests, beaches, restaurants, anything else that's going on, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh wants you to still wear a mask.
With everything else going on, it's also an important time to remember that your precautions to limit the spread of the virus are still extremely important. People should still continue to be wearing a face covering while outside your home. That advisory remains in place and should be followed. You should continue to be practicing social and physical distancing in public areas, both indoors and outdoors. You should continually be washing your hands and cleaning your surfaces frequently. The virus has not gone away.
You got to wear a mask outside?
Is anybody listening anymore at this point?
I didn't even listen to this when you played him.
How do you say that with a straight face?
I don't know how you do.
With a mask on so no one can see what your face looks like.
I don't know how you...
Nailed it.
I mean, they love the press conferences, right. Don't they?
They love it.
Another dramatic press conference.
Hello, Marty. What about the 50,000 people that were on top of each other all week?
Greg should start doing a daily presser outside Shaw's in front of the Hub.
So you blame Marty for the protests.
No, I don't blame anybody.
How did you get there, Ken?
Curtis says it's Marty's fault that people were protesting
and not at all. He's saying it is hypocritical to encourage 10,000 people to mingle together
safely,
but not allow somebody who's had a business for 20 or 30 years to open the thing up with 100 people
not
in there.
Not comparable events, and North End Dominic said as much on the show a couple of days ago. Curtis right up.
North End Dominic.
It makes no sense.
Do you think, you know, Wiggy talks a lot about Texas, right?
Yes, I love Texas.
Before the show started, he was telling me all about Texas, and Texas is going to be up to 75% indoor restaurant capacity by June 12th or something like that.
Yes, we're not going to be there till January. Texas is spiking.
Like Arizona, they're not spiking. Yes,
Will you stop with that?
Look at the data.
I'm data. This is from their governor.
Confirmed infections in Texas rose by 51% over the last week.
This is from their governor. He said the places that they're seeing spikes are old folks' homes, prisons, and meatpacking districts.
So we're all fine then.
Those are the places that they've seen a few spikes.
Those people don't live in the community. Those people at the meatpacking plant don't go back home.
That's what he's saying. Ken is making me miss race talk. As anticipated, this is Governor Abbott of from Texas. As anticipated, the new positive cases that we're seeing are largely the result of isolated hotspots in nursing homes, jails, and meatpacking plants. That's what Governor Abbott said. Governor Abbott said in rural counties with 10 or fewer active cases, so there's a lot of these rural towns we have here in Massachusetts, all businesses can go to 75% capacity starting June 12th. And he also said that 50% capacity in stadiums and arenas.
But they have somehow, whether they've been told or they've created it, they have somehow pivoted to nothing can be open unless there is a vaccine.
Which is not happening.
So you got, you know, essentially, you got the two of them.
Right.
The two Joes. Baker would be upstairs, Joe, right? And Walsh is downstairs. Which way does it work?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I listen to him almost every morning.
Maybe he
used to listen every morning. That's a correction. The mayor doesn't listen anymore. He doesn't even text me.
He just watches Ren and Stimpy on his iPad.
He used to text me and say, "You're being ridiculous. What are you talking about? I wish I had time to." He doesn't even listen. Neither one of them. Isn't that an indictment on them, Greg?
I'm serious. You're a politician. You can't handle being criticized.
Yeah, that's you.
Try being a radio host.
That's part of the business. Like, it's all right. You know, we praise you when you do well. We criticize you when we don't agree with you.
I wish they had a text line.
Can you imagine? That would be amazing. I would read that.
But I mean, Ken, would you just acknowledge which is more risky? 10,000 people gathering together from their perspective, a very just cause. Or 100 people, 50 people, 75 people going to a restaurant Saturday night.
Yeah, protest, no doubt. Okay. Very concerning.
Okay.
So when do we get the protest
this is the will of the people,
data? You know?
Wait, the protest data?
Yes.
A couple weeks.
As far as like how many, you know, spikes, this, that, new cases.
You mean probables?
And the other.
The probables are available now. So we're going to identify about 10,000 probable cases. Okay.
More probable than not cases?
We don't get the confirmed cases. Mm-hmm. All that data will be available within the next 7 years.
Okay, because I know everybody said, towards Georgia. And Georgia has been, you know, open for, it seems like, for at least 8 weeks now. Mm-hmm. But we don't have no data out of Georgia just yet.
Phase six is we admit we were wrong.
That phase never comes.
Not
going to happen. Now, we're talking about Mayor Walsh, obviously. One mayor that's facing a bit of a different challenge is the mayor of Cleveland, who was hosting a call that turned into a discussion about the city of Cleveland, and he referred to it in a very interesting way.
Uh-huh.
And people are upset about it, and he was quick to clarify that this is not his opinion.
Cleveland, even though we have a city of poverty and we have a city of a predominantly minority, and of that minority group, predominantly African-American, and even though Cleveland is perceived to be the the butthole of the world sometime, right? When you look at perception.
What? Okay, I never heard that.
That should be their new slogan.
The butthole of the world?
Come to Cleveland, the butthole of the world.
Tourism is spiking there. It's incredible.
You could see Baker Mayfield. Don't they have... What's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
We encourage you to come to Cleveland and touch the you wouldn't say that in the, and experience the butthole of the world.
Yes,
Cleveland.
Fully immerse yourself in all that our butthole has to offer.
Mm-hmm. God, you mentioned earlier, Greg, the Canadian drive-through rage because you know things are opening back up, so we're starting to see more people frequent businesses that they haven't been to in a couple of months. And there was a guy who flew into an absolute rage at a Vancouver Island Wendy's after his burger did not have the requested mustard.
Well, he ordered it.
He did. Mm.
Probably got it home and was right. Or was he right there?
No.
He stayed right there.
You got to check it before you go, bud.
Yes, that's a must do is you got to check before you leave.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And
always.
Also, never mind the drive-thru, you also have to do it at the submarine sandwich shop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes your steak and cheese will not have pickles on it when you get home and it's infuriating.
Yes.
When you don't get to that side salad, you go insane.
I can't throw it out in an act of defiance.
Don't really do it that much at your regular, like the submarine stores, you call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But getting your subs checking, because once they wrap those things are wrapped up pretty good.
I know.
And it's like a whole, you can never wrap it up the same way again.
Yeah. No, and then when you unwrap it, it's time to eat.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, and I'm lazy, so I think about it. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll drive back down there and ask them to put the pickles on it, but I never drive back down.
No, you never do.
Go to the fridge
I'll just
and
suffer
get,
and
keep
eat
some
it.
Pickles.
The only time he goes back is if they put hots on it because he can't handle it. But anyway, so this guy got really upset, got out of his car, hit the plexiglass divider that was in front of the window. We have some sound from Nancy Sager, who's constable of the West Shore Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
We're just looking for this male suspect. He's going to be, he's described as a Caucasian in his 50s, bald head with a reddish brown beard. Wearing jeans and a plaid overcoat and driving away in a blue or gray Toyota Matrix.
That was very Canadian audio.
One good thing about the COVID stuff is that the plexiglass will probably keep workers from being assaulted with spittle.
That is
hopefully.
Like that. That's the new normal, plexiglass everywhere. Yes.
By the way, Gerg, if you ever make it up to the North Shore, I have a sandwich place suggestion for you that I just discovered on Route 1 South, Labranti's Best Sandwich Company.
Really?
It's in a little strip mall plaza. Yeah. It's so good. They have a sandwich called the Pork Robbie. Route 1 South. It's like right by where the Sunoco is, Wigs, just after the cabaret.
Okay.
Well, I mentioned the lobster on a roll people the other day, and who knew they're listeners, apparently, of the show.
Oh,
so
nice.
They suggested that they might drop off some lobster rolls. That
there's another good sub place, Sarah's Market, up on Route 1. It's really good. It's right after the Boston Market, Danielle, on Route 1. I don't know if you
that hasn't been there for like 10 years?
Now it's back. They have a nice, they do some good subs in there.
And Danielle, there's a billionaire that owns the Quiznos on the Turnpike.
That's correct. That's correct. If you are in the mood to get your Botox touched up, you can't do it here for a while. I believe phase 2 or 3, whatever, they're going to allow the Botox, but no other fillers. But if you'd like to get it done quickly, you can go through Florida. A plastic surgeon in Miami is offering drive-through Botox for quarantined residents.
Wait, you safe to drive after Botox? Or,
yeah.
I mean, you don't have to wait a while or anything like that?
No, there's no.
There's no, like, after effects?
Yeah, they don't sedate you. Michael Salsauer is otherwise known as Dr. Miami. He's been running a clinic for injections out of his garage in his home. Not sure if that's, you know, a violation of any local health codes. But he said, you know what? Hey, he came up with the idea when he was sitting in a drive-through to get tested for COVID. So he's like, you know what? I could have people come by, do drive-through Botox. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how they would handle the time it takes for the numbing cream to take effect, which is always a sexy look. However, a lot of his clients have appreciated this. They're happy that they can maintain their look of nothing on their face. Mm-hmm. And here's the doctor talking about it.
Real quick. It's real convenient. It's like, you know, boom, boom, Botox.
Can that be my new nickname?
Yes. Yeah, boom, boom,
boom. Boom, boom, Botox.
I mean, Dr. Miami is, I mean, he's top notch now.
Right?
Well, if they do it drive-through style, you can get your tires pumped up, too. Like, tires? Did you ever see Danielle's lips? They look like Mack truck tires when she gets
anymore.
Them
go
not
to Dr. Miami. It's right through the drive-through.
Can't put the mask on after that, though.
What do you need? Can I get the number two, please?
No, in Danielle's case, her giant lips just come out through the mask. There's like a lip hole that comes out through the mask.
I was accused of shoplifting because I had something under my mask. Turns out it was my lips.
Oh, you were knocking displays over in the store with your lips.
Sorry. I'll put that up.
Turn around and knock four kids over. Four little children that were in the dollar store.
But I look really good.
That's it. Can't talk, but you
I'm
look
very
good.
Plump. This is delightful. Let's talk about the Andover firefighter that's been suspended. It's a lieutenant on Andover Fire. The town has not released this individual's name yet, to my knowledge. But the incident, he's on leave now after questioning a black homeowner while she was getting her mail in her own driveway and told her that he was making sure that she wasn't stealing from her own house. Mm-hmm. Nice. Gabby Batista is 19. She and her friend popped by the house. She wanted to check the mail, and she'll describe to you what happened.
We pull over. I get out, and I'm like, sir, can I help you? He tells me, oh, you just stole mail from that house. I was like, no, I didn't. I lived there. I feel like if it wasn't for the color of my skin, he wouldn't have stopped or questioned anything.
No, I'm just glad we don't live in a society where people are judged based on the color of their skin.
Like, you know? I mean, what?
I'm just happy
what?
For that.
Now
how do
you're
get
going
there?
To, you're enraging the texters again, Wiggy.
Yeah.
But I'm just
find any
no.
reasonable justification for this that he's maybe he's on neighborhood watch or
one thing that Danielle didn't mention, this officer was wearing a Drew Brees jersey.
Is that it? Well then we should hear more than just the black people that live in that neighborhood. We should hear the white people come out and say, you know what, he did the same thing to me and this, that,
yeah,
and the other.
Right.
But we haven't heard that yet.
Guarantee you won't hear that. I think you'll be waiting a while.
Well, Danielle, don't worry about it. We live in a world where there's no race.
What is the male Karen name? Is there one somebody suggested Ken earlier.
Yeah, it could
but,
be Ken.
My sister is Karen, by the way. I have a sister named
Oh,
it's perfect.
My God. That just came full circle.
There it is.
Yeah, it has to be Ken.
Crazy
be.
Ken.
Yeah, you got to keep it with the K.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. One other story for the news. The first dog has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Now, before you say, what old story? You guys are a bunch of idiots. The dog in North Carolina, Winston the Pug, that was initially thought to have been diagnosed with COVID-19, they've since backtracked on that diagnosis, saying that they couldn't actually confirm that he had COVID. A German Shepherd in New York is allegedly the first dog to test positive for the novel coronavirus. Its owners were concerned because the dog started showing some signs of respiratory illness. They took it to the vet. They did a bunch of tests. They did the thing, and they said, hey, guess what? Because of one of the owners tested positive for COVID-19, it's likely that the dog picked it up. The dog, though, is expected to make a full recovery, so that's good news.
Ken is now panicked. He pet a dog 1 year ago. Is there any chance that he now has the COVID?
Well,
yes.
Could you walk my dog?
Did the dog bark when you were near it? Because definitely, yeah.
He allergic walked, to dogs?
He walked the other day. The other day, God. When he allowed his daughter out for a walk on the sidewalk, there was a dog on the other side of the sidewalk.
How far do the droplets travel when
from
the dog?
From a dog, when a dog
62
licks.
62 cubic meters.
What if a dog licks your face? Do you immediately fall into a coma?
Ken just bragged that he's never pet a dog. What a psycho killer.
What a depressing life.
Dogs, cats, and horses.
So I can't. So I definitely can't use my leaf blower around my dog, right?
No.
Boston
backup.
I am bringing Pudgett on Monday just to sit in here with us.
Oh, you want to kill me?
Bring my dog into him.
Thanks.
Now I have questions, Ken. Do you have respiratory distress issues when any of us are in studio? Because, everyone
sometimes.
Has dogs.
Patty
really?
O, the old producer, brought his dog in one night. The next morning, I was a wreck. Curtis can attest. I was, heaving in the bathroom.
I was an absolute wreck. He was a mess.
Heaving.
It's like that time the other day when I went to the beach. I was a wreck.
Now insult my medical issues. Unbelievable.
I think you were a wreck because Kirk threw hot coffee in your face.
You went to. You're not supposed to go to the beach. You know that, right?
I agreed with that move.
All right. So should people be concerned about their dogs?
Serious
question.
Go over the
well, until Dr. Fauci gives us whether or not we should be concerned.
Where's Fauci been?
He says we can go back to school now.
Fauci disappeared rapidly. What happened?
Trump fired him. Basically, he just hasn't called anybody.
He got fired.
How about Esper bailing on him, too? I mean, it's amazing.
How about Esper bailing on him?
Oh, it's only the Secretary of Defense.
Well, he did say that school, you know, we should be able to resume school come the fall.
No, he's now advising Biden. He's the one who suggested that he's the one who suggested that cops just shoot people in the leg.
Unarmed people with knives, as
great.
Biden put it.
Good idea.
All right. We gotta take a break. But Wiggy, you down for explaining white privilege?
I'm down.
I think that could be helpful.
I'm 105 down.
Informative segment. Because I think there's a lot of people who want to know.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We'll get to that. And then we're going to get to Quarantine 311 at 8:20. All of that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.